Progressive just became the largest auto insurer in the country. State Farm held that spot for decades. And look, the trade press is treating this like a stock market story. It's not. It's a shop floor story. Here's what actually changes. The biggest insurer sets the tone for what gets approved, what gets pushed back, and what gets ignored long enough that shops stop fighting it. State Farm spent years training shops to expect certain denial patterns, certain line items that were always going to be a battle. You learned the game. You built your estimates around it. Progressive plays a different game. Their denial patterns are different. Their supplement triggers are different. Their preferred labor ops are different. And if you're still writing estimates optimized for the old number one, you're going to start bleeding money before you even realize the rules changed. I'm not saying Progressive is better or worse. I'm saying the goalposts moved and most shops haven't looked up yet. Start pulling your last 90 days of Progressive ROs right now. Look at what got cut. Look at what sailed through. That's your new map. Because their adjusters are about to get a lot more confident now that they've got the biggest chair in the room. The hot take to close. The insurer that just became number one didn't get there by paying every claim correctly. They got there by being very, very good at not paying. Keep your documentation tight. Monday morning, that's the job.